Hi, Alison.
Hi.
I have situations that come up that refer to these berry markers. Yeah. I had a friend that came over to our house, and she had an issue in her relationship. And, you know, she started to go on and on. It was this berry marker kind of thing. And I knew that she needed to just do this, but it never stopped. And I started to realize, you know what, I'm getting frustrated.
Yes.
And I was, okay, keep going. And so finally, I was like, all right, fine, we've done the berry marker, but let's go to some kind of solution-based system, because otherwise, understand you need to release tension, but otherwise you keep running in circles, because all you're doing is talk about the berry marker, and you never get anywhere. Because the next day it's the same problem, and you keep talking just about the berry markers without ever getting to the place of, okay, let's deconstruct, let's see what can be done.
Can I have you pause a moment?
Yeah.
I have a word for what you're describing. Torture. Right?
It is hard.
Ladies, that is how you torture a problem solver. It's mean. It's totally mean. Remember earlier I said men have two default listenings? If we're fine, it's what's the point. If we're not fine, it's what's the problem. And this is another way where our communication gets out of sync, because as a woman, what happens to us as a woman, because we're gatherers, is our basket gets full. It gets very full. And we need to unload the basket. And how we unload the basket is just by going, I call it a meadow report. It's a meadow report, or it might be a cave report if we had to stay home all day. But we got to report. And when the problem solver is listening, the problem solver wants to analyze the problem in order to be able to solve it. So you will ask clarifying questions. What happens when you ask that clarifying question, it would be the equivalent of someone's throwing up and someone catches it in a cup and pours it back down their throat. I think you're going to remember this. It really does that. It goes, and then we're like, so what to do about it? One thing for the ladies, could you hear how tortured he was? Stop doing that to them. Your girlfriends can take it for about 10 times as long, and then they'll tell you to shut up. You know, if you're not going to break up with him, at least stop complaining about him. Do you know? Well, they'll eventually say that. For you, when a woman is giving her meta report, what I try to tell men to do is just remember, hold the bucket. Okay, I'm just holding the bucket. This is how she's going to get peaceful. This is how she's going to actually have space to give a damn about me. She's making unoccupied space. This is good. Just hold the bucket. Hold the bucket. Hold the bucket. Don't ask any questions. What else about that? Oh, what else about that? I strongly recommend a time limit.
You've got 10 minutes to give me the medal report?
Well, I asked Greg, honey, how long can a man tolerate the medal report? How long of a medal report can you tolerate? And he said, 15 minutes if we're dating. Meaning I'm on my best behavior because you're the deer I'm trying to catch. And then he thought about it for a while, and he said, you don't ever give meta reports, do you? Because he couldn't ever remember me doing that to him. And I said, no, I never give you meta reports. What I do, you know, after 15 years of studying men, I actually learned something. What I do is I think about what really matters to me that he knows about my life, about my day, about what it's like to be me right now, what matters. And then I say, honey, I've got two things to tell you that really matter to me. I've got three things I'm really excited about to tell you. I mean, I always quantify it. I've got this, and he always knows these are things that really matter to me. And they're not meta reports. And I get to the point.
If somebody doesn't know that, though, how can I speed up the process? Is there a way for me to speed up the process?
I encourage you to act in self-defense. Honestly, one of the things that will come out of today is that you can start educating the women around you about how you are. Look, I know you need to say all this, but I'm the wrong person. Call your girlfriend. Is there a problem you'd like me to solve for you? I'd be happy to. If you don't have a problem for me to solve, please don't torture me like this. Do you know what you can say? Look, I can take 10 minutes of this, honest, and then I'm done. You'll lose me. I mean, we need to educate each other. It's a partnership.
Thank you.
Thank you.